On this day next week, the new Dáil will convene. The Social Democrats will be much bigger than in the last Dáil, but without one of their TDs already. Owen Hayes, elected in Dublin Bay South, suspended by his party yesterday after repeatedly giving information that wasn't true at a news conference at Leinster House, where the party was supposed to be celebrating their enlarged ranks. Over more than 20 minutes, he was repeatedly asked about a Daily Mail story on his declared shareholdings in Palantir, a US software company that supplies the Israeli Defence Forces and their operations in Gaza. He repeatedly said he sold the shares before he entered politics and as soon as he became aware that Israel had a close relationship with the company and was backed by some of his party colleagues, including Deputy Leader Kian O'Callaghan and Gary Gannon. Here's some of what happened.
I've divested from the shares entirely over the last 12 months. Right? I've made sure that I have no connection to the company. I'm very concentrated on making sure that Israel is held to account and making sure that the sanctions are being brought forward and the Occupied Territories Bill is a core priority of this next Dáil.
Do you understand now that people won't be able to take anything you say serious if you can't be transparent about your own actions? We were told by Kian O'Callaghan last week that you would clarify when you got rid of those shares. You're now not doing that, and you won't say how much you benefit on it. I mean, how can people take you seriously?
Because people voted for the Occupied Territories Bill. They outvoted for the Social Democrats' position in holding Israel to account. That's what I'm asking people to look for.
Didn't know what you were here for. It was a massive time. And your party leader was on her feet week after week raising gas, quite rightly.
Absolutely, she was right.
But you didn't ring a bell for you in any way, shape or form.
I divested entirely from the shares.
Yeah, what month was that?
I divested entirely from the shares.
Oh, when you want to be vulnerable, yet you can't answer to your question. See the irony here.
I'm being honest with people. The only reason
the only reason that anybody knows
about these shares is because I was fully transparent
in the ethics declaration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, and I made sure that I was fully transparent about that.
You're not being transparent now. I mean, when do you think was the appropriate time to get rid of those shares?
Soon as I became aware of Israel's, or Palantir's vocal support of Israel and the IDF within the last 12 months, I divested from the
shares. They've been vocal about their support for Israel going back to when they opened an office there in 2014. So, you know, they've been supplying the Israeli Defence Forces since then with technologies, so...
But maybe it might help if you said earlier in the year or later in the year. I think everyone just wants some clarity. Was it, like, August or was it January? Do you know that kind of way? Would that help at all?
Before I entered politics, I divested from those shares entirely. Right? I don't have the shareholding.
Before I entered politics. That was at around 11 o'clock. 4 hours later, a fresh statement from Owen Hayes and the Social Democrats that what he had said earlier was not true. He hadn't sold the shares until July for just under €200,000, a month after he was elected to Dublin City Council and 7 months after he learnt of Israel's relationship with the company. In another statement last night, he again said he was sorry for failing to provide accurate information and that in a form to Dublin City Council declaring the shares, he mistyped the date as a month earlier than when he had actually sold them. We're joined now by Fionnán Sheehan of the Irish Independence Group. It's a confusing story. Take us through what happened here.
Well, according to Roisin Shorthall, the founder of the Social Democrats, Owen Hayes has been involved with working with the party for a number of years. He became a candidate for the local elections in February. He was elected in local elections in June, then became their candidate for the general election in July. And was elected rather spectacularly 2 weeks ago. You'd have to say of all the Social Democrats' results of election weekend, his was the one that was the most dramatic, ousting Sinn Féin's Chris Andrews in Dublin Bay South. Subsequently, it turns out he held these shares in Palantir Technologies, a supporter, a supplier of the Israeli Defence Forces in their war in Gaza.
Which he would have had to declare when he became a candidate.
Which he had to declare. So that pops up. There's no question he worked for the company from 2015 to 2017. That's on his LinkedIn. There's no question about that. He got these shares as part of an executive pay package there. The question that arose was, when exactly did he dispose of these shares in light of the fact that the Social Democrats are repeatedly talking about the Occupied Territories Bill, providing economic support or any sort of support for Israel through the Gaza conflict. And at the very to give someone the benefit of the doubt, you would say by February it was abundantly clear that Palantir were supplying Israel with advanced technologies to carry out their war. He didn't dispose of his shares at that point. By that stage, you could argue he was well into politics because he was a candidate. He became an elected representative in June, still hadn't disposed of them, and only disposed of them in July. What's interesting about the last week is yesterday you heard just a snapshot of what happened at that press conference yesterday. 23 times.
Over 22 minutes, yes.
Yeah, over the course of 22 minutes, he said he had disposed of these shares before he entered politics. Even more interestingly, and this is a wider question for the Social Democrats, these questions were being brought to the party's attention for the past week. And they were not.
The Daily Mail that broke
the Daily Mail. Craig Hughes, the Daily Mail, who's the first journalist you hear asking questions there. A week ago, he was asking these questions, wasn't getting satisfactory answers from the Social Democrats. That's the reason he asked this at the press conference yesterday and repeatedly did so. And not only was he not getting answers, but his integrity for asking these questions was called into question by a Social Democrat TD. I assume he'll be getting an apology for that as well.
Morning Ireland asked for a representative from the Social Democrats. No one was available. Owen Hayes was also asked to come on the programme. There was no response to the request. Just to read out some of his statement from last night, he said, "I also wanted to clarify that when I disposed of the shares in July of this year, I had sought to do so much earlier, but administrative barriers delayed the process. I want to additionally clarify that while I drafted, signed and submitted a form on the 26th of July 2024, disclosing my divestment of the shares, which email correspondence substantiates, I mistyped the date on the form as the 26th of June 2024. What happens now, Fiona?
Well, the Social Democrats are now down to 10 TDs as they tentatively enter some form of coalition talks to decide who to back when there are votes for Taoiseach. No, they've rejected the approaches from the Labour Party to go in as a joint package into those talks. Owen Hayes now goes to the independent benches. Now, it's quite possible he'll be just suspended for a short period of time and ultimately will return to the party ranks. But ultimately, denying something 23 times that turns out to be different is a rather difficult one to have hanging over you. So I suppose time will tell there. But unquestionably, there is enormous damage done here to the credibility of the Social Democrats, not only having a TD in their ranks who behaved in this manner, refused point blank to clarify the position, and the party's utter inaction on their own part in terms of scrutinising him.
Separately, well, not quite separately, where are government formation talks at now?
Yeah, so we're Cabinet meets today for the first time since the general election, and the first formal talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will take place. There was a meeting between Jack Chambers and Helen McAtee, the respective deputy leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, yesterday on how things might work. It's expected to be, it's a more streamlined process than 5 years ago when there had to be briefings from every Secretary General of every department in government about what the position was.
It took 4.5 months to form a government.
Yeah, COVID did play a role there as well. So the two parties are quite clear where they stand. There are obviously differences in terms of their manifestos. They're still waiting to see, well, who exactly is the third leg of the stool. The Labour Party still indicating quite clearly that they are not willing to go into government.
Fiona Sheehan, Ireland editor at the Irish Independent. Thank you for speaking to us.